We're doing the Sefer Masiyot, and we had learned about this great woman, the daughter of prophets, who had gone out to the king and had asked him that she wants to marry him, and he fell for her beauty. And all of Jerusalem was in siege with his tens of thousands of soldiers. And she had told him she wants to marry him that night. He made a big party, he got drunk, he fell asleep. Before he made the big party, she asked him to leave orders that when she goes with her maid to immerse herself in the river to get to purify herself for him, no one should bother her, no one should ask her anything, and he gives that order, and then he goes and parties and falls asleep. And she approaches him and draws the sword. And he's lying there, and she slowly advances towards him. And she approaches him with the sword and lays the sword on his neck and severs his head. And she takes his head and takes it in her bag and goes with her maid. And they're going out of the camp, but the king gave word not to ask them anything and not to bother them. And they come to the gates of Jerusalem. And she calls out to the gatekeepers and says, "Open the gates. God help me, and I killed the enemy." And they didn't believe her. Now, this king, whose head they had in their bag, he had one officer who kept saying to the king, "Stop bothering the Jews. God is with them and he loves them, and he won't let you win them. And look at their history. Look at how many other kings were destroyed by the Jews, even though they succeeded in laying siege, but ultimately they were destroyed." And as much as he tried to warn the king wasn't willing to listen. And not only that, the king got so upset at him that he had him hung by the gates of the city. And he said, "You're going to see how I conquer this city." So he was hung there alive. And when the girl saw they don't want to open the gates, she said, "Go ask that guy that's hanging by the gates. Ask him if this is really the king's head that I have in the bag or not." So they showed it to him, and then they believed her. And when the officer saw it, he said, "Baruch Hashem, blessed is God that gave him in your hands and saved you from him." And when everyone heard that their leader had been killed, so they gathered to go out to war, and they attacked, declaring, "Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." And the people were waiting for orders from the king. They enter the king's tent and they find him dead. So when they see him dead, they scrambled. They ran. And the Jews chased after them till the city of Antiochia and returned in peace. And then they got all the loot. And the elders gathered them. They went to the Beis HaMikdash and they praised Hashem for the great salvation. They saw it as a fulfillment of that Hashem does not leave his people. And and that was the end of that story. Our sages say that there was a very wealthy person who used to think, "What good is all my wealth? What's it going to help me when I die?" So people told him the key would be to do kindness and charity with his money. And if he does good deeds with it, it will accompany him when he passes away. So the man decided, he took a vow that he'll give charity, but only to someone who has completely given up hope from the world. He wants to give charity to a person that's given up completely from the world. And he's traveling one day and he sees a poor man sitting in the dumps and his clothing are in tatters. And he says, "That's a man that has nothing left to hope for. He has no home, he's in the dumps, he has no clothes, his clothes are tattered. He's obviously thinking that all that's left is death, and I'll change his life for him." And he's about to find out that things are not the way they seem. So, we'll pick up next time, Bezat Hashem.